Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, keeping the momentum going.
I'll never forget a time early in my sales career, I was selling office equipment to the government. Mm-hmm. And it looked like this huge government purchase order was going to come in that afternoon. I was so excited and I thought I'd hang out in the regional office and wait for it to come in. When I looked up at the chalkboard and there, one of the other reps who was very artistic had two big cows drawn on the chalkboard and it said, "You can wait for the customer to call till the cows come home."
That's an old adage that reminds everyone that the cows are going to come back to the barn when they're ready.
Right. Not when you're ready, but when the cows are. So every time after that, I thought about sitting around waiting for something to happen, that image of the cows came up. And I just realized the importance of continually filling that pipeline.
I guessed you were going to sit there and wait for the order, and then you could ring the bell at the end of the day.
Right. That's right.
My mind goes to folks that enjoy fishing. Some folks will put one line in the water, and you're waiting for that fish to come by. Others will be more proactive and put multiple rods or multiple lines in. So your thought here is to create multiple opportunities. Don't just wait for one to come by.
Exactly. And keep on filling that pipeline. And Bill, when you talk about multiple lines in the water, it makes me think about multiple irons in the fire.
Right. Keep things going. Pick up the phone and call another customer while you're waiting for that big order to come in.
Exactly.
So how do we focus this conversation back to mindfulness?
One of the things mindfulness teaches you to do is to pause, so that you can respond consciously to life. But that mindfulness and awareness can also remind you when not to pause.
Ah.
Yes. So to keep the momentum going is a time when you don't want to pause.
And I think what you're saying is that there's times to pause between activities and reflect, and there's time to remind yourself, kick it in gear. Get going.
Exactly. And keep that momentum going and keep that energy going. So we'll end this episode with a short meditation on keeping the energy moving with your breath. So stay tuned for the meditation coming up right now. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention.
Until next time.
This meditation is designed to help you focus on the energy moving in and out of your body. This can help bring your attention to the present moment, and it can also help energize you. So start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column without changing the position of your head or your neck. Gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice the points where your body connects with the seat beneath you. See if you can relax into these points, keeping your body relaxed, but your mind alert. Now bring your attention to your breath moving in and out of your body. Now imagine your breath as an energizing force. And as you breathe in, imagine breathing in energy to your entire body. And as you breathe out, imagine that energy traveling to every point of your body, to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes. Breathing in energy and breathing out energy. Just know with each breath you take, you're energizing your body. Take a few breaths as you imagine energy flowing through your body as you breathe. Okay, anytime you want to bring your attention to the present moment and focus on energizing your body, you can do this simply by focusing on your breath. All it takes is remembering to pause and to notice.